Hey guys, it's me, Alana, from the 4 Kids by Kids podcast. In today's episode, we are doing a tier list, a Roblox games tier list. I know that's a little different than the content you usually see here on the 4 Kids by Kids podcast. I've not played Roblox in actually a while, but the last time I played Roblox, it was playing Rainbow Friends Chapter 2. That was really good. I don't want to spoil anything for you guys if you haven't played it. It's a very good game. You should try it. Roblox, I haven't played. I'm not a big gamer, so it's not like I play a lot of these games. But I went through it first, went through all the games I haven't played, and that's like 75% of the list. So I was going to do part two, but it's just going to be one just for you guys. Okay, let's get into the first one. Starting it off with a good one, we have Brookhaven RP, if you don't know what that is. It's kind of like role-playing, so like you can have a house, you can drive around and stuff. It's very good. Okay, so there's horrible, bad, okay, good, very good, and the best, okay? I'm gonna put Brookhaven very good. It's an enjoyable game, but slowly you'll get bored of it, so I'll put it at very good. Okay, next we have Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek is pretty self-explanatory. If you don't know what Hide and Seek is, you've been living under a rock, so I'm gonna put it okay. It gets a little intense at times, but sometimes it gets boring also. So next we have Speedrun 4. It's kind of like an obby, but it's very fun. So I'm also gonna put it at good. I'm gonna put Brookhaven at good too. I wouldn't say Speedrun 4 is better than Brookhaven, so I'm gonna put it in good too. It's better than Hide and Seek, that's for sure. Next, we have Squid Game. This was like mid-2022. Like going crazy. I did play. It was pretty fun. It was kind of hard on mobile because I play on mobile and computer. But at that time, I played only on mobile. So I put it bad. It's not bad. Okay, I'll put it okay. I feel bad because it's not like horrible. Okay. Adopt Me. I never liked Adopt Me, but I still played it. I'll put it at okay. Also, it's kind of like, it's mixed feelings on it, because it's like, a lot of scamming going on there. Okay, we're getting to some of the good ones now. The story. The story is kind of like, it's kind of like, roleplay. I mean, it's not roleplay though. It's like a story about Brick and whatever, but more kid friendly. I'm gonna put that very good. It's one of the best games out there. It's kind of very fun and you'll never get bored of it, although it's the same story. Doors, horrible. It's too scary for me. Yeah, I don't really have any other. Natural Disaster Survival. That does get very boring after a few times, so I'm gonna put it at bad, but it's still a good game. Among Us in Roblox. That is such a fun game. And it's like getting to see on a different thing. So I'm gonna put it at good, but like good minus type thing. I don't know how to describe it. Okay, Piggy with all the chapters, never gets bored. I'm gonna put that good. I think it deserves to be with the crewmate and with the Among Us. Yeah. Bedwars belongs in Minecraft, hot take. So I'm putting it in bad, but not horrible. I feel like it could use some improvement. I feel like Bedwars Minecraft is 10 times better. You've probably seen that on the podcast before. We've done it. Please Donate. Please Donate's kind of like you donate Robux. Never been on there, never got Robux. But I hear a lot of rave about it. So I'm going to put it at okay. Yeah, no. Can opportunities can be made there, I guess. Okay, we have Work Pizza Place, the pizza place one. Work at a pizza place. This one is good. I'm gonna put it good because this one is kind of like mid, but it's also like, it's like fun for like the 15 minutes you play and then you'll get bored of it. But yeah, okay, the dropper. So droppers, I'm gonna put this at bad. Droppers are, I feel like there's stuff, like the bad category is all like in Minecraft and it should stay in Minecraft. Obby Creator going at horrible because you have to pay Robux for some of the stuff. Guess the logo. I love, like, growing up, I always loved playing the Cahoots that are the guess the brands and the logos. So this really brought it back. I'm gonna put it at good. Okay. Airplane, just airplane. I do remember the airplane story one, so I'm gonna put this one at bad, but yeah. Okay, troll lobby. Okay, I got so mad at the troll lobby, so horrible. I do not like it. Okay, so there's a series with longest answer wins and shortest answer wins. One of my favorite games is longest answer and shortest answer. Wherever longest and shortest is going, I'm gonna put them at very good. I feel like longest is gonna be higher than shortest. Shortest is harder, in my opinion. I feel like longer answers is easier to come up with because you can add like an S to everything and it will sound like good. Or ES, you know. Sorry. Okay, Bloxburg. Bloxburg, you have to pay 25 Robux for it, and I never got the opportunity to play Bloxburg. But it sounds very fun, and if it was free, I would probably put it at the best because I've watched YouTube videos on it. But although it costs Robux, and I've never spent a dime on Robux in my life, Robux, Bloxburg is gonna go in okay. What I've seen, it's good, and you know, it'd be great if they wouldn't charge. Okay, public bathroom, horrible. Horrible. I have nothing to say about the public bathroom one. It's just like weird. It should be deleted. Okay. Avatar customization one. I'm gonna put it at okay. I've never used it in my life, but I've heard lots of great things. See, I'm not allowed to say the next thing because we're a kids podcast. Tower of Heck. Horrible because I have to say Tower of Heck. Yeah. Okay, fun stuff. Okay. Retail Tycoon. I'm a big fan of tycoons when they're easy tycoons. Easy money producing. So I'm going to put it at retail okay. Jailbreak. Jailbreak's fun, especially the time breaking out. But I'm going to put it at okay. It deserves to be there. Okay. Restaurant Tycoon. Automatically going in very good. I wouldn't say it's one of the best games ever, but it is a good game. Okay, next, Arsenal. Arsenal is mixed feelings. Also, I've played it once. It's like kind of shooting game, so it's not that appropriate for this podcast, but I'll put it at bad. And my favorite, probably my favorite game now is Rainbow Friends Oddworld Chapter 2. I just didn't like the Rainbow Friends Chapter 1 when it came out. This Chapter 2 is so fun, and it's also not like too scary for me. Not to like, you know, not too scary, but it's also a little scary, and it's also fun at the same time. I'm putting it up there in the best. That is it for today's episode on the 4 Kids by Kids podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Tell me your feedback on this mic. I don't know how I feel about it because it kind of picks up everything I'm doing. So if I move my hands, you can hear it. So I don't know how I feel. Tell me how you guys feel about this mic if you want me to go back to the old one. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time, next week. Come on. Listen to the other episodes while you wait. Okay, bye. Goodbye.